FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey loyalty program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers! Defenders of truth! Robots who fight in disguise!
And welcome to TFYLP, Transformers for your listening pleasure, episode number 220, recorded October 15th, 2016. I am your host, Duron Land, a.k.a. Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Megamus.
Hello.
Headmaster Dawn.
Hey, everybody.
And Cyburn 2. Welcome back.
What's up, everybody?
In the new digs.
Yeah.
In the
it's
new
been a while.
Digs. Yes, that's what she said.
Right off the bat.
It's been a while. We are broadcasting live on our YouTube channel. I can see it live right here. You can join in the live chat on there and interact with us on there, or you can tweet us at TFYLP on Twitter. Also on our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/TFYLP. You can join on there if you haven't already, and the top pin post will be this episode. And you can comment along and talk with us as we broadcast. Tonight's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the reveals from, what was it, New York Comic Con? Or is it Toy Fair? I get those two confused sometimes. I think it's Comic Con. But there were some great reveals last weekend that popped up, or was it week before last? My brain is mush lately. We're going to talk a little bit about those, and then we're going to talk about TFCon USA coming up not this weekend, but next weekend in Chicago. A few of us are going to be there, and really excited for that. Brett, I know you're really excited and chomping at the bit to talk about something. So I'm going to give you the floor on that a little bit.
How about we go with this? How about we title this little excerpt, The Problems with the U.S. Postal Service? That sound good?
We are going to be here all night.
Okay.
just a note that Megamus's views on the USPS do not reflect the entire cast and crew of TFYLP. I love my little post office people. They look out for me.
Okay, Don, you can shut up because everyone else agrees with me. Here's the problem, okay? You've got UPS, FedEx, and the United Postal Service. And the majority of the people that I deal with, they use the Postal Service because they have this the cheap priority, this, that, and the other. And all that's great. Now, thousands and thousands and thousands of packages go through the Postal Service every day. So one slip up is okay. And of course it happens to yours truly. And that's fine. I'm not really knocking them. I mean, it happens, and I had a package that I was waiting on that was delivered incorrectly. And basically what I was told is, sorry about your luck, contact your seller and you can file a claim. Now, one of the problems is with anyone, especially with eBay, if you're going with the postal, the priority, they offer automatically $50 insurance. So if you have anything that's worth more than that, express to your seller to get the extra insurance, because I had an item that was worth considerably more than $50 get sent to the wrong address. Now, what does that mean? That means as far as eBay goes, it was delivered. Sorry, you're screwed. As far as the post office is concerned, no, we sent it. So you have to go to the Postmaster General and file a claim. But the claim's only good for the amount that you declared, which is $50. Now, the fortunate news on this was is that it was actually delivered to my neighbor who, you know, was honest, and I got it. But it could have gone considerably wrong. So out of everything about this little excerpt is make sure that through whatever means, Facebook, eBay, you know, my mother's sister's brother, cousin, whatever, it declared the value. And I know for out of the country that that might hurt people a little bit because they have to pay tariffs and this, that, and the other, and I understand that. But just be aware that if the simple fact of they your address is 5 and they send it to 6, you're not going to get your package. And the only thing you have to fall back on is your insurance. So that was my little rant. Everything worked out and turned out great for me, but it could have been considerably worse simply because the seller that I bought from only chose to give $50 insurance. So that's just a little tip from your Uncle Megamus. Make sure to declare the true value.
Yep. Yeah, just as a quick side note, I actually, many years ago, I was trying to find alternator, Vinyltech Swindle, and I finally found one, and I bought it, and I told the buyer, please add the insurance because, you know, it's Vinyltech, you know, there's metal, it could break in transit. They actually put Vinyltech Swindle in a package that was too small for the box the figure came in with no padding. I mean, they literally crammed it into a box that was already too small. There was no padding. Swindle came in with the front grill broken, a tire off, the roll bar cracked, the door broken off the hinge. I took a picture and sent it to them and said, what's going on here? They said it was damage in transit. I said, no, it was packed in a box that was too small, and I wrote them to have them to add the insurance, and they never did. So after that, and this is back when you could leave negative feedback. So I said, listen, I'm willing to pay for the insurance, but you sent me a toy in a box that was packaged too small with no insurance. So they finally sent me another Swindle. And, you know, but I basically had to threaten them at that point because it's like.
Well, and you were rightfully so in your stance on that. What people don't understand is. eBay's a lot more buyer-friendly, but the simple scenario that I just described makes all that protection go away. The tracking shows I got it. It was delivered to my house, but it wasn't because the postal worker put it in the wrong box, sent it to the wrong address, but scanned it as delivered. So as far as eBay goes or PayPal goes, I mean, your protection goes, you got it. So you're kind of screwed.
Well, it's like on this guy right here. I just got this guy today. I got a double deck, KFC double deck. It was delivered today. Well packaged, buyer sent it, great looking box in this kind of styrofoam coffin. That, you know, this thing could have taken a hit from a low-level nuke and probably still would have come out good.
That's like the
to me, that,
It's like
the sign of a good cell.
It's like the Weijing throttle bots that I got. Most of them came in packages like that.
But here's the problem. The tracking, even though it's been delivered, the base tracking still has not been updated arriving in New York.
Well, that's the other thing I want to explain is even from state to state, tracking is not updated quickly enough. I mean, they're getting better. It used to be days, and sometimes and within the state, now it's hours. So from out of state, I had a package that I got, and it was delivered to me. I had it in my hands, you know, and a week later, it still showed that it hadn't cleared customs on tracking. And I actually had the seller contact me saying, "Did you get the package yet? I'm getting worried." And of course, I said, "Yeah, I got it. You know, everything's fine." Tracking is not as reliable as we'd like it to be yet. But I will say this much to my wonderful fans and listeners. Use it. There's a mobile app, a USPS mobile app. Use that thing, because I can tell you that mine was delivered and updated within an hour. And at that point, I started worrying, which was bad for me, but still. It was delivered to the wrong address, but it was within an hour, I knew. So they're getting better. They really are. I mean, and here's the funny part. When I contacted the post office, she said, "Well, give me the tracking number." And I gave it to her, and I was really ready to hear, "Well, it shows delivered." She says, "Well, according to the GPS, she was at this spot when she did it at this time. They know exactly where the person was when they scanned it." That's how good they are. So I give a lot of props to them. Just they really need to have their drivers understand that, you know, this address, when it's right next to it, that's not the same address, you know. Read it correctly. This driver just was too quick. They put it in the wrong box, and it went to my neighbor. But I was able to track it down to the exact time and where she was standing when she scanned it. So that's very impressive compared to what we used to have, which was it'll be updated within a day or so.
Yeah.
And I know you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We would get a tracking number.
It wasn't that long ago, actually.
Yes. So they're getting much, much better, but it's still only as good as human error.
Hmm. So the big question is, what was in the box?
Oh, see, that's the best thing. Everyone was asking me, what's in the box? What's in the box? And it was just a G1 Prime. That's all it was.
Not just any G1 Prime, though.
No one's buying it, Megamus. You wouldn't just buy a G1 plane Prime that anybody can get.
So I'll give you the first hint, and I tell you what. Here's what we're going to do, all right? We're going to give it a half hour, all right? It is 8:17. We'll let's just say quarter till 9, all right? If anyone could guess what I got based upon this one picture, all right, I'll send them something free. All they got to do is respond on where are we going to do it? Are we going to do it through the actual YouTube, or are we going to do it? How do you want to do it?
Let's do it through the YouTube, through the live YouTube feed.
All right, on the live YouTube feed, because it does do it in order. The first person that tells me what this is, I'll send them something. I ain't gonna tell you what it is, but I'll send you something. All right, all I'm gonna do is I'll find out who you are. I'll try and contact you. I will contact you.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a perfect example of why you should watch us live.
Exactly, because I just feel generous because I'm in a very, very happy mood that I got.
What you got?
What came with this?
As long as the price isn't like green tea Kit Kat.
What's wrong with green tea Kit Kats? Those things are awesome.
So far as to say, for those that can't see very well or whatever, this is a G1 Prime roller. But there's something unique about it. And now I don't want you to tell me what this is. I want you to tell me what it came with. And that's what I got in the mail. So we're going to give you until quarter till nine to come up with the correct response. And I'm going to give you something direct from Mega Toy Fan. Freebie. I'll pay for the shipping. And trust me, I'm going to get insurance because I know what happens. And we will get it to you. And that is 100% courtesy of TFYLP. Thank you.
And Techatron had a great suggestion on there, Brett, if you want to check it out on YouTube.
Was that on YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube. Techatron had a great suggestion.
Yes, please do that. I mean, I'll still send you something, but do that too. And I'm, by the way, I'm still waiting for those orders, those items. I'm not going to tell Dom. Those items to show up on my doorstep, okay? I am more than willing to pay for it.
You're going to be waiting for those items a long time. I'm going to show up, break your kneecaps, and as you're crawling to the hospital, you'll realize what a bad idea this is.
You know, I will say this much.
And I'm not a violent person.
Well, in addition to what we talked about before, Jay Boyd said, you can buy insurance, however, the United States Postal Service has their own policy on packing. If your package is not packed to their standards, the insurance is pointless. They won't recognize horrible packaging. Well, that's beside the point. Anyone that's selling anything through the internet and is going to be shipping something, I mean, God bless it. You don't buy a box this big for an item this big. You have to have room to breathe. You got to put the packing materials. That's common sense. So... But I'm going to say also add the insurance. And I'm going to say this much. If the thing's worth $50, add $100. If it's worth $100, add more. Why not? It's a few bucks more, yes, but overall, you're protecting your investment. That's just my opinion.
It's always a good idea. Unless you're shipping to Italy. I found that anything if you ship
sherry.
Yeah.
If
you ship anything to Italy, I've found that you are just SOL.
Well, yes. Yeah. Italy was a bad one. There's another one, but Italy has always been bad because when you ship interstate, like right now, I'm waiting for a package to come from Brazil. Okay. And right now I have a tracking number that shows nothing. And it won't show anything until it enters customs. Now, what a lot of people don't know is if you take that tracking number through eBay or through Facebook and you cut and paste and put it on the United States Postal Service tracking, it'll work. Because once it enters the United States, it goes to our postal system.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't know that. They'll constantly look at the Mexican post office or Canadian post office or whatever Italy uses. But regardless.
Yeah, Italy uses a Mexican post office.
You have to use ours. And you can use the same number. And it will show. It was accepted into customs at this
time.
That's
an extreme outsourcing.
It's stuck in customs because of whatever.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm not going to get into that. Customs is a nightmare. But anyway, and all this stuff. So, yes. Use that number. Keep that number, and it will show you eventually.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work in the reverse. If you are a seller on eBay and you send to Italy and you use a tracking number, it's going to say it arrived in the country. And eBay will not protect you as a seller until it can confirm that it was delivered to that address, and you can't.
Yeah.
So, Jay. That's the bad part about selling on eBay.
Jay Boyd says it's on the YouTube. It says it's only protected if it's packed well. They don't tell you that the post office. He means.
Yeah.
He's correct. I mean, yeah. they expect you to use a little bit of common sense. And trust me, I mean, let's be honest. I get a lot of packages in, and no pun intended on Don or anything about the package. I'm talking about toys. And no pun on toys. I'm talking about Transformers. Anyway, so I get these, and I get them different ways, and sometimes they're packed well, like Don was showing.
Packed well.
And sometimes you'll get them to where it's a box where it's crammed in, and there's like
crammed
a piece
in.
Of newspaper. Yeah, yep. Crammed in the box. You like that, don't you? I knew you liked to be crammed in the box. I knew that. But that's sort of, we're not even going to talk about that. Yeah, or the fact that you like packages creamed in the
okay, box. But also one thing to consider is that two things actually. If you're selling overseas, in some countries you can use the customs form number for limited tracking. It's not correct. Perfect. It doesn't work for every country, but at least so make sure if you're selling, you give your buyer that option as well for the customs number. Now, also eBay does have their global international program, which for me selling overseas, being a very small, I'm selling out of my personal collection, is so much easier. But I know for a lot of people on the receiving end, there's a lot of extra fees and a lot of things that you have to do. And I'm sorry, but I'll be honest, it does make the transaction smoother, I think, for all the parties. I wish they would just make it a little more fair.
What you're saying is exactly true. A few bucks more for a peace of mind. So, I was sweating bullets for 2 days to get this. I'm not gonna say it now. And I'm like, this doesn't matter. You'll figure it out within 25 minutes.
And you actually have a first guess on there too. But I would suggest you take a quick picture of your roller, Brett, and post it on our Facebook group so people can see it a little closer.
Yeah, well, because
that's cheating. I want people to watch. I want people to see this thing right
now. Yeah.
Well,
know what this is.
Well, I have a friend that does some DJ work, and he can't watch any kind of video because it'll be broadcast out if he's in the studio. So he can't watch anything that has video content because of his work. So there may be people at work who could check Facebook but can't watch a live show because of computer, the way their systems are set up.
But they're just not eligible to see.
How about this? I'll wait till 5 minutes before the deadline, and I'll try to send a picture to help those people out. I want to give those people that are actually watching
a try
first. But I'll try. Me and my limited technological, intellect. I'll try. But getting back to what you were talking about, the big thing is, a few bucks more, peace of mind. I spent 2 days just dying, wanting to know where this was. And yes, they did everything it did. But I'm just saying, spend the extra money, make sure that the insurance is there, make sure the tracking is there. And you sleep easier. I swear you do.
And all of this is even made more fundamental because of the time of the year we're going into. Both sellers going into selling for the holiday season and people buying for their loved ones that are Transformer fans who can't find what their significant other needs and for their collection anymore without going to places like Mega Toy Fan or Captured Prey.
That's also a really good jumping off point there, Don, for a nice little plug there,
Well, I can continue if you want me to.
Yes.
All right. Well, TFYLP is sponsored by two incredibly good companies. The first one is run by Brett himself, Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection, minimize your price with MegaToyFan.com, who, of course, will be at the upcoming TFCon in Chicago and all major toy shows throughout the greater United States. Just check and see if he's going to be there with him. Look him up on Facebook. Our other sponsor is CapturedPrey.com, where you can find a lot of the newest pre-orders, including a lot of what we'll be talking about here before too long, up for available. And also, your more rare, your third party, little eclectic things you may not be expecting, except for like Green Tea Kit Kat, which is terrible.
Not terrible. Green Tea Kit Kats are awesome.
Hydra sent me some. It was horrible.
Dude, you don't even... whenever we go to Chicago, I'm sure we're going to be stopping by the Mitsuha Market, and I totally want to pick up some Green Tea Kit Kats. I hope they have the strawberries and cream Kit Kats. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, give me a couple mixed flavors and send me a care package, if you want to. That's fine. But I'm just saying, Hydra sent me some Green Tea Kit Kat. It wasn't good. But anyway.
I'm going to send you a care package, but it's going to be big and yellow.
A whole piece of fruit stripe gum. Good. But anyway, check out Mega Toy Fan on Facebook and also CapturedPrey.com for all your collector needs.
Absolutely. Okay. Let me give a second here and try to add in Proto Man. Let's see here.
He has time to be on with TFCon around the corner.
I need to reshape the window here. Hold on. Give me a second.
He's going to have to wipe the windows.
Yes. Well, bear with me here. Well, where is it? There. There he goes. There he goes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Did you guys start yet?
Yes, we are live.
Okay, I didn't know.
We are live. Trying to fix everything first here, but we can see you.
So why the change to Skype? Is it somehow better, quicker, faster?
Google Hangouts kind of did a on us.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it literally doesn't exist anymore, so...
Well, it exists, but not the way it used to be.
Yeah. It's like the all-new, all-different X-Men. It's just something new to get used to.
It's YouTube
Hangouts. Well, it has a Canadian...
YouTube Hangouts. All right, now and let me...
Just don't start running around saying snick.
I don't know why Brett and Michael's video is so small, though. That's weird.
Well, for us, they're widescreen.
Yeah, that's getting a buy-in.
That happens with us on RFC. It randomly resizes windows.
Yeah, I had everything like great.
Jesus, Daniel, you screwed it up. You just screwed it up.
Just screwed
everything
it
was
up.
Going great.
Yeah, coming from a foreign country, and everything's messed up. Yeah.
Okay, and now it's saying Proto Man is. I'm just going to do away with the badges. Okay, I can do that. I can do that.
Let's put it this way: if you don't know who we are by now,
shame on you.
Yeah,
shame. But now,
Daniel, I think to make it up to all of us for ruining everything, you need to send us some TFCon exclusive, like that nice phasing, like that nice.
Oh no. No, I'm talking about the is it called a Nimbus?
Anubis.
The death. Oh, I can't wait for that.
That's the one that I'm looking at. That really.
I'm sorry, but I'm definitely going to get one of those. That's on my to-do list.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Techatron says now have Brett hold up the roller again. It will be even harder to tell now.
And I will. Here you go.
Challenge accepted.
By the way, Daniel, do not say anything if you know what this goes to, because it is a contest.
Well, I know what that's for.
I knew you would, so don't say anything.
Well, that's what you got in the mail.
Yes! Now you know why I was so upset.
Okay, it's all making sense now. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Continue. Yeah.
Let me see if I can make this window bigger.
Now I'm getting hate mail. What the heck? No.
Getting an email.
What? You've got mail. Ding.
Don, you need to do that professionally. You've got.
I don't think I can hit the Barry White lows. My voice doesn't quite do that.
I think your mic is helping. All right. Well,
it's a magic mic.
You can definitely try.
Now we're tripping. I shared a link in the Skype window. So if you want to follow along, since I'm not sharing my video to you guys to save on bandwidth to the viewers, I'm going to be sharing sharing screens here with the viewers.
Basically a shopping list for all of us for the next 6 months, not longer. And so many pretty shinies.
So basically these are the New York Comic Con 2016 reveals from Hasbro. The first one that we have up here is Titan Returns Brawn. And not the Titan Master. This is a Legend Scale version. Well, you guys had a chance to check this guy out?
Yep. Yeah. It looks like the way it's set up that Brawn will actually be able to ride inside Brawn. So that's very
good. You know, I had this short discussion with Orson slightly before the podcast. And are you guys familiar with the song Fred? Fred's Riding Fred, Riding Fred?
I think I missed that classic little
yeah, bit. It's if you've ever heard Bob and Tom in the Morning, it's famous on there. I think it was a I can't remember who sings it now, but that totally reminded me of that. Braun's a riding Braun. Yeah, especially you know how Takara has that penchant for releasing extra Titan Masters with the Legends class. You know, Wheelie, the Takara Wheelie came with Ghost Shooter. So you know what's Braun going to come with? Titan Master Braun. Braun's a riding Braun.
Well, so what is interesting about that, it's because it's something that if someone would have told you, okay, we're going to get this Titan Master Headmaster, and then a wave or two later we're going to get a legitimate one, people would be like, that's kind of silly. Why would they even do that? But it shows that it's something they would entertain. Now it's like, hey, maybe we'll get an ape face, like a legit one, even though the Titan Master one's pretty sweet to begin with.
Besides, it's Braun. Braun has a cult following to this day that
he has repaint potential. You know, you can get a lot out of that. Yeah, you can get a lot out. Even if you want to do like an odd swindle or just something of that manner, they're gonna milk that mold for sure.
So that's
Vanguardian.
I'll buy it.
I love it. The truck mode looks really good. It has a very Cybertron, was it Scattershot, look to it?
Not Scattershot.
Leo Breaker's previous body, whatever his name
was.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about because you had Leo Breaker, and then before they had Liger Jack, which was his Japanese name, but then he was called Jack Shot. I'm thinking Galaxy Force names.
Oh, okay.
He was called Jack Shot. Yeah, you're right. What was he called? In English though,
because he had the little Wolverine style claws and he was a little green SUV.
But he totally reminds me of that.
And well, I know his repaint was Bushwhacker, but I can't remember his original. Right now. Yeah, because Bushwhacker was blue.
In Japanese, he was called Jackshot. I just don't remember his American name.
Well, quick, I believe a visit to TFU Info was in order.
It was.
Because I think he was supposed to be called Overhaul, and they nixed that. And then, I remember Aaron Archer talked about it a while back, like what they were playing with the name for him.
He was called Overhaul on Cybertron.
Oh, he was called Overhaul. Then he was supposed to be called something else before that. Or, anyways, my brain right now just came back from the gym.
But I like this Braun a lot better. I kind of wish the door wasn't hanging off his arm, but that's minor. It's a shield. Braun doesn't really need a shield, but it's there. I'll call the shield Coulson.
Night Swords on YouTube says it was going to be called Trailbreaker until Legal stepped in.
Trailbreaker, there you go. That's why the Leo Breaker.
Yeah,
okay.
Hence the Leo Breaker. Yeah. All right, and then next one... I'm not a big fan of the rename of this, but we got Double Cross, which actually AKA Twinferno.
I kind of like it. I kind of like that.
It's Double Cross.
I'm okay with it.
I think we have to look who took Double Cross. That's why maybe it's
I always had a problem with Double Cross because he had Double Cross Double Header in G1. So I kind of like that this is a lot more different. So
yeah,
I can live with it.
Plus, we also get a Titan Master named roughly off of Clowder, or at least Power Master, the Power Double Dealer in Japan from Master Force.
Yeah, how about Double Cloud?
Double Cloud.
Yeah. Double. Yep. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We kind of knew the name was going to be Twinferno to begin with, because if anyone remembered, what they call it, it was Tiny Titans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those Tiny Titans, a lot of them featured G1 characters with updated names, and there was a Twinferno Double Cross already. So we kind of knew that name was coming already. But yeah, Twinferno. I'm trying to think. Took Double Cross. I'm now looking in the U.S. Patent Office. I'm just curious.
The only thing that I'm a little sad about is we're getting Repugnus, but in a different size class, and I kind of would like to see new monster bots across.
Well, Don, if you remember,
I'd like to see them all three the same.
If you remember that Hasbro said just because there's a Titan Master of something doesn't mean that we're not going to get Brawn is a perfect example.
So we'll hold out hopes.
I agree. It's just. You know, I kind of would like to have seen like two in this release batch, and then see Repugnus is my favorite of the three.
Yeah,
and
Double Cross is mine.
Sounds like someone's a little needy.
What?
Moving on.
Anyway, okay. These guys are looking great. There he is in robot mode. I know.
Just to cut you off, Double Cross is right now used for Hot Wheels at Mattel. That's why. For Feather Hot Wheels brand. For whatever it is, I don't know.
So, for the audio listeners, check out TFW 2005. That's where I'm sharing these images from. They are basically all the CAD renders, Photoshopped up images. And I think later on there might be some actual toy images from the toy show in here. Here's the head, Twinferno, the Titan Master.
Daburo, it's the phonetic punctuation of double, I think.
Yeah. But again, if you're listening to us on the audio version, go to the TFW 2005 official Titan Transformers Titan Return images. And if you want to follow along with us visually as you're listening, that's how you can do that with this. There's Battle Beast. Does anybody see a Battle Beast in that?
The face sculpt is based off that character from Headmasters. Battle Beast was part of Transformers. It's. That's the good guy leader
yeah.
from the Battle Beast.
You're talking about White Lyo, also known as Pirate Lyo.
Yeah, he's got the little monocle thing going on, or the patch.
Kind of see in the background right there. There's the shark base from Battle Beast Mint and Box. It's hard. I don't know why my video is coming pink, but anyway.
You know.
Very pinkish.
Yeah, very pinkish.
Yes.
Well, if you Canadian flag, you take a little white, you take a little red, mix them together, you got pink.
Is that how that works?
He's just a huge Gem fan.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
or Decayed. Or Kamen Rider.
Tekatron says if someone guesses what Brett held up from the audio version, you should totally get extra credit.
I'm being vague.
By the sound of it.
Yeah, all right. Very next one is Trigger Happy.
Yes.
In robot
I
mode.
I love this. I want this right now.
Yes.
Trigger Happy. He is my favorite Decepticon Target Master in way. I love Misfire and Slugslinger. I love Trigger Happy. I'm so glad we're getting him in a full size figure.
And that's if nice you've got the Master Shooter Master for Blowpipe. You'll have an automatic Target Master.
Assuming it uses the same fists, which probably will.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it looks like it uses the highbrow fists or the same ones, and I've tested in those, and it does fit. So.
What I like about him is he looks like a really good, there's certain classics toys that you see, they're kind of a departure from the character. He looks like someone that's like a legit, like, let's take the G1 character, give it articulation. Like, he looks good.
Yes.
And the jet mode is so right.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the good ones where, we're probably going to speak later, like Getaway and some of the other ones, they're more departures of the original design where some are, this is really spot on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a retool of the Brainstorm or is it a whole new mold?
It looks like it's a retool of Brainstorm, but then it'd be a really, ambiguous retool. Yeah. Like there's a lot of work going on there.
I think it's a whole new mold.
Yeah. Or it could be like Fortress Maximus and Metroplex. It's just, there's some part sharing going on, but it's kind of, here and there with what they could substitute.
Yeah. Of course, we're looking at the vehicle mode here now. Really, really nice. Next up is the big boy, broadside. Am I the only one that saw this one coming a mile away? I picked up the Titan Returns Alpha Trion sometime back, whenever they first came out from Capture Prey. And I transformed it into his spaceship mode, and I'm like, you know, with some clever retooling, this would make a great broadside. Not even a month later, boom, there you go, right there.
He is
a retool of Alpha Trion? Yes.
Holy crap, I didn't even realize that. Oh, I see it in the feet now.
Yeah.
I knew we were getting a broadside sooner or later because we got Springer and Sandstorm already. And
hold on
a second,
guys. Hmm? Congratulations, Hasbro.
Yeah.
you stunned me because I did not even connect that.
I even like the little touch of the miniature aerial bots that you can place all over the deck of the aircraft carrier mode.
That's pure fanboy homage from Hasbro to us. So that's
definitely
thank you.
That's definitely my favorite part about him when I saw him is like I want to buy him just because he has the little jets all over his carrier mode.
Mm-hmm.
It was mentioned that all we need now is like a, I think Brian mentioned on RFC, he's going to buy Hulky so he can have broadside flatten Hulky, like from Carnage and Sea Minor.
Now, next up we have here, the next image is the jet mode. And I use jet in quotation marks. This is clearly the mode that had to suffer, but at least he's got a triple changing and he's got the proper modes. This mode does suffer
this is why we didn't see it initially at New York, I believe.
Yeah. It also plays into the gimmick a little more because you clearly see the cockpit for the for the headmaster. So, but either way, I think Broadside's never been a character that's been known for that jet mode anyways.
Mm-mm.
It's always been more associated with the aircraft carrier mode.
Yeah.
Well, any more naval vessels in the Transformers lineup, I'm all for anything more naval because we don't have near enough ships.
Maybe possibly a Tidal Wave repaint down the line. Who knows?
Don, what about naval oranges? You got the Titans Return Sentinel Prime?
I've got him.
He's colored like a naval orange. Yeah.
Hold on. I'll show you my navel.
Oh, no.
I'm so glad I'm not looking at the screen.
No.
That's why we have the video version.
Yes.
But all right. I love the way the robot mode to me is the most impressive, as it should be, but he just looks like he's just basically going to walk up and just sit on you and keep it just like, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to sit on you. Boom. You're dead. You're gone.
Night Sword says the Transmissions podcast had Tidal Wave as the redeco of this. I can see it.
It's a crapshoot. Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Why, it's a why not, you know.
However, I would love to see it as the USS flag for a Joe crossover.
I like that idea. Pub still has the license for Joe, yep. So.
Technotron says they can retool Unicron as a naval orange.
Here's what you do. You repaint and maybe do slight retooling on Unicron to make retracts. Because everyone's always taking retracts and Unicrons.
You know, I never made that connection. But now that you mention it.
One of the first good customs I ever saw back in the 90s on ATT where someone took a retracts and turned it into Unicron. I want to say it was Zobivore. Man, I'm saying old people now. They're like, no one knows.
Oh, I know Zob.
You know Zobivore, but it's like
I know Zob.
Or Liquid Velcro. I don't remember if it was him or Zobivore. Anyways.
All right. We just took a look at the robot mode here. Now we're moving on to the head, which is a very nice head sculpt. G1-esque. What?
You said head.
Yeah.
Going to come up a lot.
Robot mode. And there he is. That is such a odd place to put the pilot seat for the headmaster, for the Tide Master.
It's like I'm completely out in the open. I have no cover at all. I'm gonna pilot my ship.
That has got to be the derpiest place to put him. But really, where else are you gonna put him at? You know.
You know, it's kind of weird because basically this on Tidal Wave Ramjet the Minicon was in the he was in the conning tower that you kind of raised.
Yeah, but
up.
That was actually pretty neat.
That was
I got to give him props.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah, that was
that was really really neat.
Oh no, no, it can't be unseen.
I'm all for his carrier toilet.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he is on the job and on the job. So there you go. And all you need right here with this picture is a little newspaper. Yes.
Someone needs to Photoshop a copy of the TFCC magazine while he's reading it while he's, you know.
Yeah, did I do it? There you go. A screen shared.
Well, we were showing it.
Yeah. Does that work? The screen share?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it needs a little newspaper right there. That's it.
Classy.
All right, well, moving along to the next. This one here, honestly, was a big surprise to me, and honestly, the most pleasant surprise. Titan Returns Perceptor, who is an actual microscope with the same kind of gimmick that the original G1 Perceptor had, has the little plastic lens in it, and it looks like his microscope. Table is actually like a operating bed for Titan Masters, which is a neat little gimmick.
Yep.
I like that.
And it still makes an effort to kind of still do the Diclon tank mode also. Mm-hmm. Well, the Microman tank mode.
Yeah. The light cannon that he was supposed to have. The
Here we are.
But it's so weird seeing a G1 Perceptor. It's sort of like when we got like Classics Hound and Ravage was still a cassette. It's just things you don't expect to just see anymore.
And I've got to say that the head sculpt and everything on this is just absolutely beautiful. But I see Takara doing an alternate head to this. What do you want to bet me they do an alternate head that's got the face mask like the toy?
Yep.
And then, of course, Magnificus.
And I was looking at the headmasters, because that's another thing too people tend to overlook, is you also should look at the headmasters and then look at their robot modes faces and see what they're kind of trying to throw back to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I don't know, I'm still trying to figure out that one, like if it's trying to do something, because the chest is really making me raise an eyebrow. I don't know why. Where's my book?
Of course, here we've got the tank mode here. Of course, tank is in quotation marks, but, you know, light cannon, whatever you want
to. It has treads. They made an effort to mold in treads. So
yeah.
Well, real quick, I just added on the Facebook page two pictures that may help with the guessing. So have at it.
Is his Titan Master's robot form just homaging the G1 toy?
No, see, that's what I thought it was trying to do too with the face, but the chest. That small square and that little rectangle, I'm trying to see where that exists. I'm going through the Generations guidebook right now, looking at different, like maybe something Japanese or something, but nothing's coming up right now.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I'm still haven't figured out is, can this shoulder cannon switch sides?
It looks like it can.
Because, you know, I've always had Perceptor with the cannon on, you know, this shoulder.
Well, you got to understand these are just renders, and it's possible that it might be flipped around or something other too.
If you look, honestly, Don, if you look at the tank mode, like we'll use tank mode, looks like it's on a rail slider there. So it looks like it's one side or the other.
I hope it collapses a little closer down.
Yeah,
the
right here.
Well, it's not the first time they've showed us pictures that were mistransformed. So. Yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely so much of this was not even expected, you know, other than a name floating around on a random list.
Sure.
And next up is Don's favorite, the Titan Master Repugnus. Well,
yep.
Looks like just the head, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we get?
Looks like that's all we get. But there was images shown at the Comic-Con of the actual little vehicle that it comes with, and it turns into the Monster Bot type creature that he was.
And we're also getting Fangry as well in this same...
I could see them retooling the Weirdwolf mold. Because you give it wings like the little wings it's on Mindwipe. Give it wings on the back like that. Redeco it. Just kind of half transform it. He could be a Fangry.
This is a stretch, but you could also might get a decent Silver Bolt from Beast Wars out of that Weirdwolf.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's if they go that route.
Yeah. Seems like Beast Wars is kind of persona non grata this year with Hasbro.
Yeah, Beast
Wars is Takara's beast now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pun intended. They seem to be the only one that cares about it anymore.
Thank you, Takara. Next up, Black Shadow, who is a pre-tool for Overlord.
It's so weird we're getting that before Overlord. It's just...
It's not unheard of, though.
Oh, no, it's just... Everybody was wanting to see Overlord, and we get Black Shadow.
I think it's one of the more unnecessary ones, because, I mean, I was pretty happy with my Deluxe Classics one, where this is an oversized one. So, I mean, it looks nice, but at the same time, if it didn't happen, I could have lived without it.
Now, go ahead, Don.
And I would say, you know, I wish it could have been, like, a different character, like a new character.
Maybe you know, like, Bacchus.
Or an Autobot counterpart to say Overlord,
dude.
You know,
why am I the only one that sees that? Okay, you got a jet, you got a tank. They combine together, the tank feet and everything. We've already got a head. Redeco this MF-er and call it Flywheels. Yeah. I know he's a leader class, but I mean, hell, what difference does it make? You know, size really doesn't matter in Transformers.
It's just it would look good in those colors too. That's this looks good. It's just I just really want to see what Overlord looks like.
Yes,
just imagine this in blue and.
I don't think it would.
The thing is, if they would have, because the problem with a lot of those duocons is you can't gang mold well with those guys because they're. They're so like one half is one color completely and the other half is the other. With this mold, like to get an entirely like, you know, in the case of Flywheels, entirely like gray bottom and blue top or like what were some of the other ones? Maroon and brown or, you know, like to do that, like you clearly like the way it's gang molded here, like the black feet and then you'd have to have the shoulder be black and the wings be black and the gun here be black. So I don't know. Like, when Bacon did it, they were able to get away with it because they have, like, a larger budget for paint and stuff, and there's less limits. Where with them, they're, especially with a leader class, I imagine they're more liberal with how much they put on paint. I mean, even looking at this one, how much, you know, how many decos are on here? Not much.
It's typical maybe. Hasbro chintzing out on the paint there a little bit.
Oh yeah, totally. And this is looking at this photoshopped CAD. You know, who knows what the final product will be, but
yeah, it should be like asterisk in the bottom, paint not included.
Well, they have this mold originally. It had stickers at one point. You know, so with the Megatron. So
who does the head, the little Titan Master? Who does he homage? Anybody in particular? For Black Shadow.
I don't know. It kind of looks like it's the Megatron head all over again, but that the smaller robot. One moment. Let me take a look at something. Because it's not the Thunderwing mini robot. That's for sure.
Well, one thing while Daniel's looking that up, when we saw Brightside and we've seen Alpha Trion, what did y'all think of the reveal of Takara's Leo Prime?
That was kind of like that wasn't a surprise, that one, to me. That was kind of like a given.
Yeah. Basically, it turns into a lion. They're going to turn it into Leo Prime.
Yeah.
You know what,
but,
though?
But the paint...
Sorry to cut you off. Looking at the head and then looking at Overlord's... Oh, man, I have, like, the worst camera to be doing this, but... Looking at Overlord's little robots... For the I don't know what you want to call them, the Godmasters.
Giga and kinda Mega.
Looks, yeah, Giga and Mega. Kind of looks like a fusion of the two. Like the chest of Mega and the head of Giga. I don't know. Maybe they're right about that whole Overlord thing.
Now we need a third party to make little clip-on Power Masters.
I'm surprised all these third-party guys haven't jumped on this from the beginning with all the different heads they could have been making at this point.
All right, that looks like we're revisiting some pictures here, but yeah, there seems like there's another one that was missing from that. There is there one that was missing
from the set of photos.
Well, yeah, there was no Fangry, there was no Optimus Prime, there was no.
Oh, that's right, Hot Rod. Yeah.
Hot Rod, Breakaway, Getaway.
But yeah, those.
And a couple other.
Those are some great ones. The Hot Rod, Daniel, I mean, I know you're overly, over giddy for that.
It's good to get a new mold after he's been relegated to repaints for forever. I felt like the past five or six Hot Rod molds, now not counting Masterpiece, have all been kind of repaints of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you officially glad to see maybe the Classics Hot Rod finally kind of retired, maybe?
Well, considering we had to buy yet another one just this year, Junkion 3-pack, then we have the Titanium one just coming out of left field all over again, because we need that one too in that pack. For the 2-pack with Galvatron.
Oh yeah.
That's a character, man. Like, I mean, when you collect, you realize just how many in the past while have just been repaints or just reissuing him again. I mean, I think it's maybe they just wanted to just buy time because now he's going to be a movie character and stuff. So I'll get plenty of molds out of that. But or not. Who knows what they're going to do with Lambo? But we'll see.
Hopefully this. I mean, like Don suggested, hopefully that this puts to bed the Classics mold, because it was good for what it was when it came out, but it's terrible.
And as bad as you've got it, Daniel, I have all of the Protector armors, so I have Classics Rodimus in all of them. So I have enough Classics Rodimus to last me.
And that mold's like mush now, because I bought the Junkion one, I bought this sucker, and let me tell you something, like, that mold is finished now. It's
yeah, like, I don't think they're going to go back and retool that like they did the Seeker mold.
They went and red cars brothered it.
Yeah, seriously, the car robots with Sideburn, aka Speed Breaker. Yeah. Like, he's been there. It's been everything, that mold, been Wild Rider. And everything.
I can't wait to read the bios on these cards. I bet they're pretty lame.
Talking about. Yeah. What you're talking about.
A one line bio, but I am kind of interested to see what their individual Titan Master powers are. Like, does Firebolt give Hot Rod super extra speed, or does he basically just like give him like teenage arrogance or something,
His headmaster gives him the angst.
Angsty master.
He turns into
makes him want to get detention on Saturday.
He turns into a really fast car that chases after werewolves and low sparkly vampires. Oh.
Okay.
Twilight joke from 2016.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you were going to go with like a cyber joke of it chasing red cars, but
no.
It came out of nowhere.
I was thinking of the teen angst and all that crap. Anyway. Anyway. So, Brett, is it time yet? Or is it past time?
Well, I added a couple pictures. It's past time. It's actually way past. I added a couple pictures to help. And they are on our Facebook page, TFYLP. If you want a little hint, I actually have some of the mold differences, not the big ones. And I actually have the stampings that I posted to help. And we've actually got some really good guesses. All right. Yeah, you're wrong. They're all wrong. I mean, just what it is.
Good guesses, but they're wrong.
But it's like, it's funny because it's like poking around and they just all around, but you're really close.
Let's just say this one was actually mentioned on the podcast within the last 10 podcasts.
I'll even go so far as to say that this particular mold, I'll do this. This particular mold was actually mentioned in one of the ones that is the most expensive variations of Optimus Prime. So I'll even go that far and go. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Don, you want to give a mention about that? Because it's been popping up here.
Yep. Last week, we got the pre-order notifications for something that we've all been waiting for quite a while. I gave you the link. The TF Transformers Collectors Club is still, they're still holding in there till the end of the year, going to try to, you know, get us all this product. We also have Service 5. We also have that great G.I. Joe Transformers set. That was basically a Generation 2 set when you get Ninja Force Scarlet, Dr. Biggles Jones.
I got to work on that.
Yeah, Cobra Commander, Rat Bat in Comet Colors, which a lot of people are wanting. You've got the Ravage, and then you've got the translucent Legends Class Megatron and a homage of the G.I. Joe four-parter that reintroduced Generation 2 to the world. Before they had their own generation.
Did you mention the other character in that box there?
Hang on, I may have. Let's see. Hang on, it was Scarlet, Cobra Commander, Dr. Biggles Jones, Rabbit.
Give him a minute.
Hang on, I'm trying to pull up the page again. My computer's a little slow, and that completely.
I had to write a bio for him.
Hang on. I'm calling him Ravage, but I'm not sure if that's.
I don't know. I don't know if I could speak of it. Is it on the box there?
Well, it's in the picture.
They named them on the box.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought you wanted to say the name?
Go ahead. I mean, yeah.
I'll explain what they are. The Ravage was a character named Black Cat. Which was a character that was in the UK comics, and he was in like a one-shot European kids book kind of thing. It was a green repaint of Ravage. It was called Black Cat in the translation of it. Very obscure throwback to a character.
Kind of Stripes levels. Stripes level obscure.
What was the other one that Ages 3? Was that the one that they did? The Botcon exclusive. So it was kind of obscure like that.
Oh, like Ages 3 and up.
Yes.
Under 3. Yeah. Well, yeah. Under 3 with Bakon was more just that character needed to happen. But in this case, you know, that character needed a modern mold. This case, it was just something that was like, oh, hey, that mold exists. We could, you know, what else do you repaint a Ravage out of? But it's the other character that you missed. There's another character in that box set.
Yeah, there's. It looks like it's Shattered Glass Blaster.
It's not, though. Blaster had a brother. You remember his name?
Not Billy.
No. Billy was the name of his Star TV dub.
Thank God that's not doesn't exist.
Blaster mentioned in the Grimlock Rams or whatever it was called in the UK, where they would ask questions to the Transformers. He mentioned his brother and his sister. Now, obviously, these aren't canon officially. They're so jokey, a lot of these. But we kind of ran with that. It's the character of Toaster.
Toaster.
This is not a joke. This is what the character's name is. It's Toaster. I think it's written on the box, actually, that they put it there. Hold on, give me a second.
I hope so.
Okay, they called him Toaster. Okay, they called him Toaster. Did they mention the Crusticons? No, I don't think they did.
Crusticons? Okay. Seriously?
That's all you're going to hear.
You always cut the crust off, the things you cut off.
That's all you're going to hear, okay?
Yeah.
The box set.
Crusticons. Yeah. You buy those in the freezer section, right? They're pre-made.
No, those
are Crustables. Yeah.
The
close.
Yeah, but for those folks looking at the G.I. Joe set, the box itself is a really great throwback to one of the covers used in that four-part miniseries that reintroduced Generation 2. Is in the original, Megatron in his tank mold is holding Cobra Commander, and in this one, Megatron is being held the hologram version of his new body by Cobra Commander. So it's a great little inversion of the cover from one of those issues.
Now, G.I. Joe 139 to 142. So in between, yeah. I think it was 141 is the one you're referring to.
Yeah. So, you know, that. And also we got from Fun Pub. I haven't got a picture of that, but you can go to Fun Publications, the Collectors Club website. We got our pre-orders up for Only Human, Rodimus, and RC.
And they're cheap.
Yep. Does anyone have pictures of that?
They're somewhere.
All right, there's a reason. I actually held these in hand, and there's something I want to. I'm not exactly sure, based upon the pictures, it's a little skewed, but maybe I can clear something up. But if someone can get pictures up, that would be great.
All right, let me see if I can.
I know I saw those recently.
Google is our friend.
You gotta love Google.
Yeah.
I mean, I tolerate Google.
It would help if I could type.
Hang on. I think I've got it right here. Hang on. I'm putting it in the chat. Sorry, folks. I didn't have a chance to find these pictures.
Someone click on this.
I'm going to click on it.
There you go.
Yeah, here they are.
All right. I'm sharing now. Okay. Here we go. Which one do you want me to click on, the RC or the...
I believe the RC.
Okay. View larger image. Well, shoot. It pops it up in a new window. Thank you, Fun Pub.
Okay, that's fine. All right, I'm looking on YouTube to see exactly what, because we can't see what you're sharing. But if you look at the second picture, it has RC. Correct.
Yes.
Yes, it does. All right.
And do you see this big yellow thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a mini-con.
No. But this is what I don't understand. It actually goes with Rodimus.
Yes.
And it's supposed to plug into his back.
To make the wings.
Yeah, and I was told that it was going to be with Rodimus, but it, evidently during production it was changed. So... yes, you need to get both of them to actually complete your Rodimus. So I just thought that was kind of a... most people, I don't know if they figured that out or not, but yes, that the actual thing is supposed to... it will plug into his back and make the wings, even though he's in human form, to make him look more like Rodimus.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm, you know, I've never really liked being a negative person when it comes to a lot of things. You know, I am on some things, I try not to be on too much. But I am kind of disappointed in the RC. I love the way Rodimus looks. I love the card. I know the card may be a mock-up at this point. I don't know if that's a physical card or just a mock-up there. I like the cards. I like Rodimus. I like RC's card. But I'll be honest, the face on RC is just not doing it for me. I'll probably still get it. It's just, you know, it's just something of a letdown.
It's only $29.
I'm still going to get
many club exclusives that are that cheap.
Yeah, you know,
Real quick, just because it just now happened.
Okay.
Night Swords. Got it.
You got it?
Got it. All right. So what this is, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is a roller without the little prongs in the back that goes with this trailer, which actually has unique markings both here, the sides and everything. I can get this thing open. It's super tight.
Don't say it.
Too late now. He got it.
No, I'm saying what they were going to... Never mind.
It is a Super Launcher Prime, which came with the VSX set of Prime. That's the Prime.
That was the Goodbye Convoy set, right?
No, no VSX.
Goodbye Convoy wasn't with Optimus, to my knowledge.
It was with Goodbye Convoy came with Optimus, but not Megatron. This is the first Optimus and Megatron together. Although Megatron had the blue legs and didn't come with a scope.
Prime
came with the super trailer, which is what this is.
We talked about the blue leg Megatron in the video a few weeks ago.
It is considered to be one of the most expensive and rare Versus set. And Night Swords got it. So if he would message me on Facebook, which I just asked him to do, I'll be more than happy to send something. That's what it'll be. But I'll send him something. So very good. Obscure, rare, Transformer fun.
Awesome. Well, let's move on to our final little segment here. And I don't want to beat on it too much because really everybody that's going to go has already made up their mind that they're going to go and have already made arrangements. But as we always tend to do with every convention, every major convention, we give a little primer and things to look for, expect, and be circumspect. Yes, circumspect with in regards to the convention. TFCon USA coming up. Brett, I'm going to let you handle this.
Thank you. It's one of my favorite topics, as he asked me to talk right as I put beef jerky in my mouth.
Don't say it.
Anyway.
Eating Richard, so, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We were talking about it. Anyway. So conventions are coming up. And as everyone knows, we've always tried to instill our wisdom on those that are new or just don't get it. Conventions are great. I know of one in particular that's going to be next weekend. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about that and actually give the name of it and everything. But just, you know, right now, just conventions in general. That might be it. But conventions in general. Anytime a bunch of nerdy guys and gals get together to share their love for a particular whatever, everyone gets excited. I mean, Don, you get excited. Mike, you get excited. I mean, Daniel, everyone gets excited. And we kind of forget to do basic functions like hygiene.
I don't know about you.
How dare you accuse me of such?
You can look at our past episodes because, I mean, they're wonderful. They're very intuitive, wonderful, wonderful episodes. But just to recap, number one, water and soap is your friend. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Followed very closely by deodorant and toothpaste. Those are wonderful, wonderful things.
Some of those supplied free by the hotel, might I add.
Exactly. We're not talking about a lot of effort here. Maybe a little bit of a time, this and the other. Now, you know, and I know Don, he's going to go into the little pack that you carry with the granola bar and this, that, and the other, because he always does, and that's wonderful. That's great stuff. But you know what?
Actually, I hadn't planned on it.
Yeah, but you should have. So anyway, so throw a little of right guard, left tackle in there, and maybe some mouthwash, and, you know, you're standing in line, you're next to a nice little hottie, maybe you might want to spruce yourself up a little bit. You're getting ready to come up to meet your wonderful voice actor for the first time. You might want to spruce yourself up a little bit. And please, please, you're getting ready to go to get that purchase from that dealer that you've been waiting for all your life. You might want to spruce yourself up a little bit. It works all the way around.
Tekatron has the best two rules right there. Rule number one, wash your ass. Rule number two, wash everything else.
That's it in a nutshell. Don, be quiet. And that's good on that. I did want to...
And you know what? We harp on this every time the subject of a convention comes up, and we put this...
There's
up,
a reason.
But there's a reason. And there's people out there that don't do these things. And if you haven't frequented these conventions, if you've been to one convention, you might have seen one or two people that, oh my God, they smell, and oh, that's not every convention. No, it is every freaking convention that somebody comes along and.
Well, but here's the thing, and if you looked at our past episodes, we always say this, and it is true. Just remember, if you're walking around a convention and you don't smell anyone that smells bad.
It might be you.
So don't be that person. And we've said that how many years? Many years. Don't be that person.
I want to know. I didn't mention this on the post-BotCon show because mainly it slipped my mind because I was, you know, most of us got sick after the show.
And if you're sick, don't show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. Yeah.
I was stuck in the hotel room. I didn't even get to go to BotCon Sunday because I got sick in the middle of the night. Woke up with a chill, sweating. I was stuck in my hotel room all day. I had to fly back the next day and try to pretend like I wasn't absolutely miserable so that they would let me on the plane.
I just want to say this much. It's an old secret, but I didn't get sick. But eat your broccoli. I mean, you'll be fine.
But
broccoli,
but
gets rid of everything. Cancer.
I want to know. Everything. I want to know. And somebody was doing this at BotCon, but somebody was crop dusting at BotCon.
I bet there was a lot of people crop dusting.
No. I mean, it was rampant. I mean, it seemed like every time I'd make a round around the dealer room, I'd run across a little waft of it somewhere. I don't know if it was BO. Or if it was actual somebody's aerosolized poop, but but somebody was doing it at BotCon, and don't be that guy, don't be a Richard.
Just remember,
please.
There's a little Addy that talks about a fart is nothing but a turd crying out. It doesn't matter. Don't be that guy. Okay.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that girl.
Yeah.
Just don't be that person. but anyway, we're leading all this up to a little convention, a little get together, and I just thought I would let Daniel go with that and explain this what's going on
this
next week.
What's
going on? What are you doing next week?
Oh, geez, I don't know. 14-hour drive. that's how it starts for me.
Right, I only got six, so I got you beat. Go ahead.
Yeah, lucky you. Lucky. 14-hour drive and a border. During a presidential election.
Oh, but there's no wall, at least.
Yeah.
There's no wall.
Yet, apparently.
Oh, let's not. Let's not.
Look, we're not going to go into politics.
You know what? As a Canadian looking at my Facebook feed,
no one's going to win.
Please.
No one will win.
I don't want either one of them to win. But
I don't want to have to go into your country and have to deal with that stuff right now.
I'm voting for Megatron.
Hey, oh, we have to deal with it.
Let's not turn the podcast into this. Gary Chalk alone is going to be talking about this the whole weekend. That's going to be enough.
Oh, well, that's right. Gary's going to be there, isn't he?
Oh man, Gary. Gary with his politics. Outspoken. Oh boy.
We love you,
Don't
Gary.
Don't talk about it to Optimus Primal. Yeah. Anyways, TFCon is next weekend. Yeah. And it's going to be awesome. It's let's put it this way. Number one, it's going to be the biggest TFCon ever. Anyone who was at the TFCon Chicago show a year, more or less 2 years ago, I know Brett was, a lot of the others were too. I know Duron at the time was working on the Captured Prey.
Yeah, and I will be again.
If you were at that one 2 years ago, we were in the, we'll use the quote, basement convention location, which was probably 10-foot high roof. I don't know.
I could reach up and I'm a tall guy. I could reach up and touch the ceiling.
No, no, no. This is how bad it was. I'm a short guy, and I could jump and touch the ceiling.
So
that's how short it was.
To pretext that, like the original location, we played at Liberal. You know what I mean? We played at Liberal, and we were like, "Oh, might be a complete disaster, might not." So we got the smaller location. This time around, anyone who was there 2 years ago, there was another convention that was going on at the same time, the Supernaturals convention. Mm-hmm. They had a humongous, well, I don't even know if we'll call it a deal room. They just had a humongous space that they were using. That if anyone who's been to a BotCon and how big their deal rooms could be, that's what we're talking about now. So that's what we have this time around. And it looks amazing. Like, it's going to be easily the not to mention a lot of people who were never dealers before with TFCon that were regulars at BotCon are scheduled to be dealers this year. So it's going to be a nice fresh dealer room for anyone who came to the Canada show that just passed, and you know, was kind of like, oh, you know, there's really good show and stuff, a little too much on the third party and everything. So it's going to be really good. And I think, and I was talking to Brett about this recently, what I love most about TFCon is sometimes almost the fact that's not Transformers, which is the Sunday, which yep. is the Action Figure Expo, 80s Toy Expo that they do on Sunday. And that's going to be bananas, in my opinion, because if you have a room that big and it's all toys, but now it's opened up to everything. Because, you know, we're all Transformer fans, but we like G.I. Joe. We like Masters of the Universe. We like, you know, Pokemon, whatever it is, pick your poison, even some girl brands in My Little Pony and Gem. So, I mean, it's always nice that after you get 2 days of just straight up through the syringe of Transformers and panels and guests, that when the Sunday rolls over, you get your other stuff. You get your cops. You get your, you know, your Inhumanoids and Supernatural.
Ghostbusters.
Yes, Ghostbusters, and I was going to say Supernaturals. they show up, I'd be in trouble. Anyways, but yeah, there's so much, and that's something I always look forward to the most is the Sunday especially, and I find that has the most attendance too, because a lot of people pick up on that, where the Sunday is, it's really cool, because imagine we get only Transformer toys on the Saturday, and then to be able to pull that off, only toys on. Because, you know, we go to a lot of, like, big conventions, like a New York Comic Con or stuff, but they're not completely toys. There's comic books, there's DVDs and stuff. This is, like, heavily on the toys, but in a big room. So it's going to be really interesting, you know, even for someone like me, that I collect a lot of weird toy lines. I love Street Sharks and Biker Mice from Mars and stuff like that. So it's always a thrill for me to go into dealer rooms like that, and you never know what you're going to find. But, yeah, it's... TFCon is the weekend after this one. It's
a week.
Official date would be 21st is the registration Friday, and there's a little events here and there that'll be happening on the Friday. But the deal room officially opens on Saturday and Sunday. There's tons of stuff going on. Third party product preview panel. Bob Bugansky is going to be there, so he's going to be talking about G1 stuff and the origins of it. Here's a really unique thing, too, is Nick Roche is going to be a guest there also. Nick Roche is going to be walking around, and he hasn't done a TF convention in a long while on this side of the globe. So if you're a fan of his stuff, like Sin of the Wreckers and Last Stand of the Wreckers, and you want to get art from him, he'll be present. You know, there's a lot of stuff for everyone there, especially if you're someone who likes the IDW contingency of what's going on over there, because a lot of the key players of IDW are going to be present, from Alex Milne and Joshua Perret, Sarah, and a lot of them. Bertram, I'm trying to think of who else. There's just a lot. So,
Is it okay if I talk about what we talked about?
Sure.
One of the things that Daniel and I talked about was how TFCon in the past was kind of focused. That's where you go for your third party this or whatever. It's really changed. Official G1, G2, you know, Takara, Hasbro, all that stuff. It's going to be there. You're going to have just a plethora of everything. And then in addition to it, and this is, you know, I'm right with Daniel. I love this. You're talking about all the other toy lines. Anything is going to be on Sunday. To me, the first time I ever went to Toronto, Daniel was like, you need to come up here. I'm like, I don't know the border.
Canada, I don't know.
You need to come up there. I don't know. Yeah. But I went up there, and I'm like, it's literally going to two conventions. You have a separate convention that's Thursday and Friday. Friday and Saturday. And then you have one that is Sunday. And it's just totally different. And for them, they think, well, I'm not really big into, you know, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, whatever. I found on Sunday Shogun Warriors, GoBots, all the other non-Transformer stuff. People were like, well, that's not Transformers. I'm going to hold on to it. Even though at like a BotCon you would see it, for TFCon, you really got to wait till that Sunday to see what everyone has to push out at the end. It really is two different conventions. And not to mention, you'll have some people that will get a table on Saturday, and then Sunday, you got a brand new dealer. Everything's brand new. So
that's
different shows.
That's what kind of spawned that to begin with, was because when TFCon started doing two-day shows, we had a lot of dealers that were saying, like, man, come the end of Saturday, I got nothing left. Like, what am I going to bring to my Sunday table? So it started evolving into that. And I think it was Ages 3 and Up was the first ones to, like, start bringing Star Wars stuff on the Sunday. Because at the time there was those, what were they called there? The Mighty Mugs back in the day. So they started bringing Mighty Mugs of all the different brands and stuff that Hasbro had. And it just exploded from there, and it was such a welcome change, because then you have the video game guys, they bring their stuff. If you're into Sentai and Toku stuff, like Kamen Rider and Power Rangers and stuff, they started bringing their stuff, Gundam. So it's all of a sudden, if you have other interests, and again, I know in this fandom, as much as we love Transformers, we always have our side girl, you know,
sure.
that we're cheating on Transformers with.
But also don't think that on Sunday there's no Transformers.
Oh, there totally
still is. It is. So it's not like, I'm just going to save for Saturday. You really do. And I've been to Toronto several times, and each time I find stuff on Saturday, and then I find brand new stuff on Sunday. It's really weird. It's amazing. You're getting two shows for the price of one. You really are.
Doing this for near a decade now, the Sunday is always the most exciting thing for me. And again, I'm a crazy, nutty Transformer fan, but man, that Sunday, it's like you said, it's like two shows in one, because
it really is.
You could do like 8 SDCC San Diego Comic Con, but after you've gone through that dealer room on like the Thursday preview night, you've pretty much gone through the dealer room for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know. So like, there's not going to be much surprises there, but this, what's cool is you go through the deal room, and even if you don't find anything that, you know, oh man, I don't know about this or I don't know about that, you're going to be surprised come Sunday, because it's a whole new, you
exactly.
know, new faces, new deals.
Two conventions for the price of one.
It really is.
And I just love the stuff that we find at that one, because I also find that the Sunday, it's also more bin digging, I guess, for people know what I'm talking about. And I kind of dig the bin digging kind of stuff, you know?
It's funny you should mention that, because one of the other things, and Daniel, you'll love this too, is Thursday, the day before, You get your room-to-room trading Thursday and Friday. Anytime that the dealer room is closed, you're going to have room-to-room trading.
And just to cut you off, the way that the hotel is set up, this hotel, it's like it's made for room trading. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how. Just the way it's visually presented. Yep. Like
it's a very nice hotel.
Between room to room.
Yeah.
It is. But getting back to that, I know that we, Mega Toy Fan, we're going to have something starting on Thursday. And actually what we're doing is we have so much of the older stuff, and I'm talking about Energon, Armada, Cybertron, Universe, Classics. We're doing 50% off. 50% off on Thursday. That's one thing we're doing. We're also doing our junk bins, and you never know what you're going to find. And we're doing something to actually extra special. There's going to be a special thing which you need to find us, which isn't really too hard, and take advantage of that. But that's one thing that TFCon offers is while the dealer room is closed, we're allowed to do room-to-room trading, which we honor that. And it's a place to, if you got an extra tote of toys that you want to get rid of, bring them to our room. Well, we'll either buy them or other people
come. Absolutely.
They can buy them.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you sell something in our room. That's what it's for. It's a place to gather together.
Yep.
And
don't forget,
it starts on Thursday.
Don't forget, it's Chicago. Great food.
Yes.
Supposedly the pizza.
The pizza is good.
That's what I've been told. Yep.
All right, guys. We need to wrap here. This has been TFYLP, episode number 220. Check out our YouTube if you haven't. If you're listening to the audio version, check out our YouTube channel. Also, we're on Twitter, at TFYLP, Facebook, and also our website, tftalk.net. I want to thank Brett and Proto Man and Headmaster Don and Michael for all being on tonight. Some great stuff. And wash your ass if you go to TFCon.
We're number one.
Even if you're not going to TFCon.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
It probably is a good idea. Yeah. Probably is.
Wash that butt.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time on TFYLP. Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.